This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Even before a Chinese spy balloon was spotted over the United States, tensions were elevated between the two countries. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the tales.
Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. On Tuesday, Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations by 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships. 20 of those aircraft crossed the central line in the Taiwan Strait that has long been an unofficial buffer zone. Beijing has also increased preparations for a potential blockade or military action against Taiwan.
That was Lisa Dwyer reporting. The U.S. has finally agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine as it prepares to launch a spring offensive to retake territory Russia captured last year. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The U.S. is expected to announce on Friday that it will provide ground-launched small-diameter bombs as part of a $2 billion aid package. For the first time, the package is expected to include equipment to connect all the different air defense systems that Western allies have rushed to the battlefield in Ukraine. The goal is to integrate them into Ukraine's own air defenses to help it better defend against Russia's continued missile attacks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's foreign ministry says Israel and Sudan have finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to a civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, Sudan pledged to take steps toward diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. Sudan's military, which has been in charge of the country since October of 2021's coup, but says it intends to hand over power to a civilian government, is seen as having led the move towards establishing relations with Israel. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with members of the Congressional Black Caucus on Thursday in the Oval Office to explore whether it's possible to get policing reform legislation back on track. President Biden says he hopes the intention from the fatal police beating in Memphis leads Congress to move police reform.
My hope is this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for.
U.S. President Joe Biden. Harris spoke on Wednesday at the funeral of Tyre Nichols in Memphis, where she said the White House would settle for nothing less than ambitious federal legislation to crack down on police brutality. A woman in the U.S. city of Chicago appeared in a court Thursday on charges that she kept her mother's dead body in a freezer for nearly 2 years while living in a nearby apartment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our story.
The judge turned down a defense request to lower the $20,000 bond for 69-year-old Eva Bratcher, calling the allegations against her very disturbing. Investigators need to determine exactly how her 96-year-old mother died around March of 2021, but they allege Bratcher concealed the body in a freezer in the garage while possessing a fraudulent ID card. Looking to determine if Bratcher, who has past convictions for forgery, was collecting her late mother's Social Security check. Police were contacted by a granddaughter, worried after losing touch with the elderly woman. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal task force has reunited nearly 700 children who were separated from their families during the Trump administration. President Joe Biden issued an executive order on the first day, his first day in office, to reunite families separated under his predecessor's policy of forcibly separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border to discourage illegal immigration. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.